Technology literacy is important to the economic and educational future of the next generation. Scientists and educators in the U.S. and China say it's important to introduce very young children to new technologies. They advise developing skills from computer programming to designing electronic circuits. They say that with the right approach, children learn not to be frightened of abstract thinking. Even before children learn to read and write, they can manipulate, move, and control images. Tablet computers with touch-sensitive screens are perfect for lining up simple commands. Mitchell Resnick is co-developer of a code learning program called Scratch Junior. He says that is exactly what programming is all about.
Each block tells the characters what to do. You snap the blocks together, and you've made a computer program.
Each block has a different behavior. This block makes the cat go to the right. This one makes the cat jump. By snapping them together, I make a computer program that makes it move and then jump. That's what coding is all about, putting together sequences of actions.
7-year-old Talia Levitt is having a good time.
It's pretty fun because you can do like almost anything on it.
Parents decide how much time their children can spend using modern technology. But Sandra Calvert, director of the Children's Digital Media Center at Georgetown University, says it's all around us.
We live in the digital age, and just as it's a worry that there may be too much screen time, there's also a concern that our children will be left behind if they don't know how to use the technologies that are going to shape 21st century careers, jobs, and how we are going to succeed as a nation.
Children between the ages of 4 and 15 use tools and machines at so-called makerspaces in Beijing. The makerspace basically serves as an open-access workshop. There, children between 4 and 15 use tools and machines like 3D printers to create and build projects. The young people are part of the so-called maker movement, a do-it-yourself community connecting people who like to make things with their hands. Wang Shenli, one of the movement's pioneers, says that trend appeals to the younger generation.
The old generation, it's like, oh, we go to work, but the young generation, we see them, they start trying. They're trying so hard, actually, to do what they love. And that's, I think, that's the difference.
It goes against tradition in China not to follow the crowd. Still, young entrepreneurs like 24-year-old Wang Weiji want to change things. Wang Weiji notes that the Chinese do not need to be limited by the chance of possible failure. He says his generation will have wider experience of the world, so they will be prepared to make mistakes and learn from them. I'm Marcia James. Words in this story. Literacy, noun, knowledge that relates to a specified subject. Abstract, adjective, relating to or involving general ideas or qualities rather than specific people, objects, or actions. Manipulate, verb, to move or control something with your hands or by using a machine. Touch sensitive, noun, a monitor screen that can detect or respond to something, such as a finger or stylus, pressing on it. Snap, noun, a device that fastens something by closing or locking with a short, sharp sound. Trend, noun, a general direction of change.